This is what many villages in Sudan's southeastern Gadarif state look like. Days of torrential rains and the seasonal flooding of the Rahad River has submerged homes. Many have collapsed, leaving residents with nothing.
The water came and flooded us and took everything. We used to have many books, but all of them are gone. We lost our savings, food and furniture. We have nothing but to thank God.
More than 4,000 homes have been destroyed in 23 villages near Sudan's border with Ethiopia. Most have been cut off for nearly 3 weeks. Authorities in the Western Galabat region have provided some assistance, but it's nowhere near enough, and they have broadened their appeal, describing the situation as catastrophic.
The Directorate of Health in the state of Gadarif provided medicines and blankets. Also, the State Emergency Committee provided what assistance it could. But it's not sufficient compared to the size of the disaster. We urgently appeal to all Sudanese people to help us, as well as international organizations.
Several people died when the Rahad River burst its banks, and hundreds are displaced. These families have found shelter in a school. It's only temporary, and although it's dry, it lacks basic necessities.
We are in a very difficult situation. Our children can barely survive here. We need tents, food, and water. We need medicine. Our children are suffering as we don't have anything.
Large swaths of agricultural land are waterlogged, and livestock have been swept away, raising concerns of an outbreak of disease and an environmental disaster. The Rahad River floods every year, but people here say this is the worst they've seen in 3 decades. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera.